Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this most beautiful day, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we're really lost for words as to how we can really express adequately this wonderful good news, the best news that has ever come to our fallen world, the news that God Himself is now among us in the most beautiful and unexpected way, as a little child. If we look for a few words that can perhaps sum up our reflections this morning on Christmas Day, some words spoken a few years ago by Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI, I think are very appropriate. He said, "Christmas is the point at which heaven and earth converge." Christmas is the point at which heaven and earth converge. If we just think about the tremendous, mind-blowing significance of what that means. In the first reading, we heard the prophet Isaiah, 700 years or so before Jesus came to earth, predicting that God's people will be exultant, they'll shout for joy, because, as he says, they see directly before their eyes, the Lord is restoring Zion. That's exactly what's depicted in our beautiful old crib scene here. This is over 130 years old, that we honored this morning with little Aviona placing baby Jesus in the crib. Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, and even those humble, uncomprehending animals, they are seeing directly before their eyes God restoring His people. Heaven and earth have converged in this huge universe, in that tiny little baby whom we've honored in our entrance procession today. In the second reading in the Gospel today, we hear a more deeper kind of theological reflection on the significance of what's happening in that crib scene. The letter to the Hebrews points out that God's Son is the one through whom all things were made. As second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So He was at the beginning, the creator of the world. And in St. John's Gospel, we have the same message right at the beginning of that beautiful, profound prologue. He calls Jesus the Word of God. In Greek, that's logos. But that's a hard word to translate adequately into English, because it means a lot more than just the word that we hear with our ears or a word that we read with our eyes. Logos means all that's packed into that word. It, what makes it different from the sound of animal cries? A word is the product, the fruit of intelligence, understanding, reason, wisdom. That's what's expressed in a human word. And so when St. John says that Jesus is God's word, he's saying that Jesus expresses all of the wonderful intelligence and power of God the Father. We can say in a few words, He is the mind of God the Father. You know, a person's mind can't be separated from the person, right? It's so who we are and our mind, they're quite inseparable. And so the persons in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're distinct in a way, but they are completely inseparable. They form one God. And so the wonderful thing that we celebrate today is that while, according to human eyes, this little baby in the crib of Bethlehem is just one more result of all the things that have happened in the world since it began. Another little baby born, and his parents, little babies a while ago. Everything is just kind of flowing on as a result of innumerable things in the past. No, what's really there is the reverse. All of the things happening in this wonderful world, all the things that have happened ever since the beginning, are the result of that little baby. That's the profound wisdom and wonder of God's plan. What philosopher would ever have thought, if he's trying to figure out what God is like without the advantage of our revelation in Christ, who would ever think that? That the Almighty Creator would come to us as a little baby, as a real human being, but at the same time, that little tiny person is God. Great philosophers like Plato and Aristotle, they had some ideas about God and they understood, they never imagined that for one moment. God's ways are so much more wonderful than human ways, and even the greatest philosopher in the world could never begin to imagine the wonder of God's plan to restore us. I'd just like to share with you finally a piece of news that came out just a few weeks ago. Some of you may have heard this already in the media. I hadn't heard about it until yesterday as I read it, and it really struck me. This happened several weeks ago in Queens, New York, in the Holy Child of Jesus Parish. That's the name of the parish, Holy Child of Jesus. It's in the Diocese of Brooklyn in Queens. And the young priest just ordained a few months ago, I read his account of this. A few weeks ago, they set up their crib scene in the beginning of Advent, just like we did here. And of course, the manger is empty until Christmas Day, like we have it here. Well, it seems they put it up one morning in Holy Child of Jesus Church. And the janitor, or the guy who was working, went out for lunch. And he came back an hour or two later to carry on working in the church. And the moment he walked in the door of the church, he was astonished because he heard the sound of a tiny baby crying in the church. And he looked around and he came up and he saw, to his astonishment, there was a real little live baby boy wrapped in woolen clothes lying in the manger and crying. Of course, he called 911 right away, and they came and they took the little baby boy to the hospital. They checked him up, and according to the reports, fortunately, he was not sick or injured, anything like that, and it seems now he's been put in foster care. What happened? Some young teenage mother who was just felt she's just totally unable to look after this little baby she'd just given birth to, and she came into the church and she put him in the manger. She put that little boy in the place of Jesus, in the place of God. And dear brothers and sisters, while that's, it's kind of sad, of course, that she left and abandoned her little child, but God brings some beautiful things out of that. And I think that's an opportunity for us to reflect that as that little baby was placed in the place of Jesus, in the place of God himself, that's exactly the kind of like the mirror image or the reverse of what really happened in that original manger in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Rather than a little baby human being put in the place of God, it was God himself who's being put in the place of humanity. God has come down from heaven to raise us up to be where he is in heaven. That little baby boy lying in the crib in Queens, New York a few weeks ago, is like a symbol of all of us fallen human beings. Jesus has come to put himself in our place. Heaven and earth have converged. Heaven has come down to earth so that by being united with Jesus, adopted as his sons and daughters in baptism, walking with him by faith, we are raised up with the promise of being where he is in heaven. So let's give thanks again and ask God to help us appreciate the awe, with awe and wonder, the tremendous gift that God has given us, the unimaginable gift of his own self coming among us as a little baby in Bethlehem, sharing our weakness, sharing our littleness, to bring us up to be where he is, as the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, where he promises us a share in his own glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.